This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Constitutional rights stay with service members in uniform, Brad Miller says, as Duty to Disobeys opens nationwide. The documentary Duty to Disobeys opens in theaters across the country on Tuesday, June 30. Brad Miller, who resigned his Army commission rather than enforce the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, says its central lesson reaches every American and that accountability for those forced out has badly lagged the promise to bring them back. Denver, a documentary about the service members who refused the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, opens in theaters across the country on Tuesday, June 30, and the former Army officer at its center says its lesson belongs to every American. Brad Miller, a former U.S. Army lieutenant colonel who resigned his commission rather than enforce the mandate, said, "Duty to Disobey tells the story of troops who paid a steep price for their refusal and carries a civil liberties message that extends well beyond the ranks. Service members do not surrender their constitutionally protected rights by putting on the uniform," Miller said on The Kim Monson Show, "and the same principle protects every citizen." Miller commanded a battalion in the 101st Airborne Division when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered all service members to be vaccinated in August 2021. He was relieved of command that October and resigned his commission in protest, ending more than 19 years of service in September 2022 and forfeiting his pension. The Pentagon rescinded the mandate in January 2023 after Congress directed it to do so in the NDAA fiscal year 2023. Miller said the most critical message of the documentary is that military service does not strip away constitutional protection. By signing on the dotted line and entering military service and putting on the uniform, you do not lose your constitutionally protected rights, he said. He said a belief that once you join, you become government property to the point of losing those rights is not true, and that the same protection belongs to everyone. Obviously, it's true for all citizens out there, he said. The COVID years, he added, should teach the country to make sure this kind of stuff never happens in our country again. The part of the story still unfinished, Miller said, is accountability. This is where I think the Pentagon has misrepresented some of its efforts over the last year, he said, pushing back on the impression that the matter is fully resolved. Miller recalled President Trump promising in his January 2025 inauguration speech to bring everybody back with full back pay. That promise was set down in Executive Order 14184, signed January 27, 2025. Which directs the military to reinstate members discharged solely for refusing the vaccine and to restore their former rank with full back pay, benefits, bonus payments, or compensation. The order also makes that relief subject to the availability of appropriations and creates no legally enforceable right. What we have seen is that this process has been extremely slow and bureaucratically intensive, Miller said. He said about 100,000 service members lost their careers because of the mandate, and that only about 150, maybe a slightly higher number, have returned to service. The Pentagon's official accounting measures a narrower category. Nearly 8,000 active duty and reserve members were involuntarily separated specifically for refusing the vaccine, according to the Department of War, which notes that many others left voluntarily when their enlistments ended. As of April 2026, nearly 70 had been reinstated or reaccessed, the department said, with more than 800 others expressing interest in returning. Miller urged Americans to look wider than any single figure as calls grow to compel testimony from former federal health officials. The COVID response, he said, was clearly many years in planning and extends far beyond and far higher than Fauci. He said the country should demand a full accounting. This did not start with Fauci, and it should not end with Fauci, he said. The film, a children's health defense production made in partnership with Tommy Burroughs Productions and endorsed by Starz, recounts what Miller called the unlawful COVID shot mandate that was implemented by the Pentagon in 2021, and the aftermath it continues to produce. Pam Long, who leads the military chapter of Children's Health Defense, joined Miller on the program. Miller closed by returning to the role of the citizen. We live in a republic, and as a citizen of a republic, we have a large duty on our shoulders, he said, describing Americans as the stakeholders of power and accountability. Rights are constitutionally protected, he said, and keeping them requires showing up. We can't just sit on the couch and watch these things as they happen, he said. We have to get engaged. We have to get involved. And now, Kim's perspective. The men and women who refused these orders understood something every American should hold on to. The rights protected by our Constitution belong to us whether or not we are wearing a uniform. Our rights come from a source higher than any government, and we grant the government its power, lending it through our elected representatives. When thousands of careers are upended and the promise to make people whole moves at a bureaucratic crawl, that is exactly when citizens are supposed to pay attention. We are the stakeholders of accountability in a republic, and that duty does not end when the news cycle does. The price of self-government has always been showing up. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.